Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-3-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Morning, Ireland. It's 22 minutes to nine and Des has the sports news.
Yeah, and a busy morning too, Anya. Lots of tributes have been paid this morning to Donegal captain Michael Murphy, who surprised the GAA world last night when he announced he's retiring from inter-county football after 15 years. I was making the point earlier in the programme that I think he was probably the most consistent footballer over the last 15 years, despite Dublin dominating. He led Donegal to one All-Ireland. He started playing with them at senior level when he was 17 and was made captain at 21. And he was a hell of a leader. The former Donegal defender Eamon McGee writes in the Star newspaper today that players 10 years older than him were hanging on his every word in the dressing room. And he kind of epitomised the pride and spirit of his county. Elsewhere, Stephen Kenny will field his strongest possible side for tonight's friendly international with Norway in front of a big crowd at the Aviva. The Irish manager has declared his entire squad fit and available for selection ahead of the game tonight, which could mark a senior debut for youngsters like Evan Ferguson and Will Smallbone. Well, Dave Kelly has been speaking to John Egan about the introduction of the younger players.
I know you turned 30 last month. A lot of new faces have come into the panel the last couple of years. Do you feel a bit of an elder statesman, or is that the phrase to use at this stage?
A little bit, yeah, but you kind of, you know, as they say, you're only as old as you feel, so, you know, we all get on. I just take it day by day, see the young lads coming in now. They're born in, I suppose, I think Evan's born in probably 2004 or something like that, which is mad. But yeah, listen, we, no matter what age you are, we all have that youth in us, you know, and we love seeing new lads coming in, especially young lads. You know, they bring in a different energy, and you know, they kind of give you energy as well. So it's good to, you know, it's a good mix of youth and experience.
And just in terms of the World Cup, from a professional's point of view, looking on at a tournament when Ireland aren't involved, does that make you all the more determined to be involved when the Euros come around in 2024?
Yeah, naturally, you know, you see teams going off to the World Cup, you know, this week, and you're kind of, you know, jealous, really. You want to be there. You know, we all want to be at a World Cup or a Euros with Ireland, and, you know, that's the pinnacle, really. So, yeah, it makes you, watching tournaments like this, you know, gives everybody the, you know, the hunger to try and achieve that in the future with Ireland.
That's John Egan, and there's live coverage tonight on RT2 Television and Radio 1 Extra from 7:45. Now, Andy Farrell will today name the Irish rugby team to play Australia on Saturday night. Captain Johnny Sexton has declared himself fit for the game. Michael Corcoran has been talking to Irish back row Josh van der Fleer, who's been nominated for World Player of the Year. And Josh says Australia's shock defeat last Saturday makes them more dangerous now.
So they obviously would be disappointed to have lost to Italy on the weekend, but it's one of the things when a team loses, I suppose you could see it as a positive that you see that there's weaknesses there maybe, but certainly we'll be thinking, and what we've talked about this week is how pumped up they'll be to try and beat us, and they won't have been happy with the result on the weekend, so they'll be more fired up than ever, so which makes it a bit harder, I reckon.
And just a word about the breakdown, not that I know a lot about it, but you know that the two back rows, speaking ahead of obviously team selection, that's going to be massively competitive, and you've got to try and stay on the right side of the referee because the penalty count in matches tends to be rather high. You've got to try and keep that down low.
Definitely, yeah. It's always a tough breakdown battle against Australia. They're always some quality back rows. Thinking specifically of Michael Hooper, he's a stalwart of their team at this stage. He's played a lot of games for them, and he's always incredible. Puts a lot of pressure on, and all throughout their team, really, they do compete hard at the breakdown. So it'll definitely be something we'll be focusing on, and hopefully as a back row, we can try and win that battle.
That's Josh van der Fleer. Now, Gary Hurley of Waterford and Kinsale's John Murphy will both play on golf's DP World Tour next year, having successfully come through the qualifying school final stage in Spain. Meanwhile, there's €10 million up for grabs at the season-ending DP World Tour Championship in Dubai, which started this morning. The winner gets €3 million. Rory McIlroy, a strong favourite. He tees off in about 3 minutes with Ryan Fox. Shane Lowry has just begun his round alongside Victor Hovland. The early leaders are Kurt Katayama, Tyrrell Hatton and Sebastian Soderberg on 3 under par. In racing, trainer Willie Mullins has a very strong hand in Sunday's Grade 1 Unibet Morgiana hurdle at Punchesen. Among his big race entries are Cheltenham Festival winners Sir Gerhard and Stateman. And although he's considering the option of sending them over fences, he feels they could both also be champion hurdle prospects.
Sir Gerhard is still in there. I'm not sure. We've schooled him over fences and he's very good. He's a very good jumper. He's always impressed me that he could be a champion hurdle horse and he's the right age. Then you have Stateman. He is improving all the time and he was very, very good last season and, you know, right the whole way through the end. I think we could make it, you know, we thought we might go jumping with him, but I think we could make a champion hurdle out of him too.
Be interesting to see. Finally, the Grade 2 Clonmel Oil Chase is the feature in today's racing action at Clonmel.